In a moment on Radioactive, it'll be time for our in-house documentary. But first, here's an urgent message I've just been handed from my wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Yeah. Anyway, now it's time for the first in a new series in which the Radioactive Fly on the Wall documentary team shows us what life's like in somebody else's house, as we present our very first in-house documentary. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the first Radioactive in-house documentary. For some weeks, we've been scouring the country for a house with Mr. and Mrs. Average Family, and Oyvind Vinstra, slightly misunderstanding what was being asked of him, has eventually found the only couple in the country actually called Mr. and Mrs. Family. Goodbye to those of you to telephone directory, but he did insist on doing a door-to-door search.
Underneath your bed, you'll find it when you're being fed. You'll find it when you watch TV. Sat in between you on the city. You'll find us underneath your towels. You'll find us when you move your bowels. You'll find us when you're getting dressed. You'll find us in your linen chest. But you won't notice us at all, because today we're being spies on the wall.
Carol, it's completely ruined.
It's not my fault.
Well, whose fault is it, then?
You should have told me it was a new shirt. I would have known it would run.
I did tell you.
No, you didn't. When?
Sorry, I told you. Sorry, could you hold it, man? We're having a bit of difficulty with the sound.
We're having an argument here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it's not coming through.
Well, I don't care if it's coming through. I'm having an argument with my wife.
Oh, that's better. Fine, great. Okay, okay.
I mean, look at it.
From the top, please.
What?
Can you take it from the top, please?
Well, we're having a row here.
Yes, 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 but no one will know what it's about, see? So just come in again, would you?
Look at this, Carol. It's completely ruined.
Stop. Sorry, could you say shirt?
What?
Could you say shirt?
Look at this shirt. It's completely ruined.
You should have
sorry,
told
sorry. Can you describe it?
What?
Look, it's just it's radio, you see? So look at it. It won't mean anything. So if you could just describe it, okay?
Well, look at it. It's all blue with
good.
Pale patches around the collar and a sort of yellowish speckled effect all down one arm with another sort of longer.
Yeah, that's fine. Strip. Okay, carry on. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have put it in the wash.
I bought it from Mr. Howard's as well. It cost me four.
Sorry, can't advertise.
Oh, bloody.
Swear it.
I bought it from a leading menswear shop as well. Look, I'm not angry anymore. You've ruined it.
Yeah, we were having a perfectly good argument before.
Yeah, I was really annoyed.
Completely ruined.
Yeah.
Busted. Oh, that's good. We can use that.
We got a
documentary.
Yeah, we got a
documentary.
Got a real hard doc that's gonna make you rock. It's the in-house documentary.
Thank you. It's a fascinating study of an ordinary family.
Yeah, the doc is gonna make you rock. Get on down.
Oh.
Get down indeed. Well, early mornings are a bit of a scrum in the family's bathroom, particularly since the Radioactive team demand to get in first and clean their teeth. Or the Radioactive team, that is, except Mike Channel, of course, who doesn't need to clean his, as they've been in a glass of water by his bed all night. But now it's the family's turn, and right now it sounds as if there's someone shaving in there, so if we can just,
Oh, you're fine!
Sorry, I'm embarrassing. And let's sneak into the next room, then, where the family's son Mark's on the phone by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Rayleigh.
Yeah, well, it's swollen mainly, and there's also...
Excuse me, this is a personal call.
All right, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, there's also an irritation of the skin. Well, what's the day, I suppose?
Well, can I make it for Tuesday? Any time, yes. 2:30, that's fine. And where exactly is the clinic? Is that building off the...
bloody microphone out of my mouth!
Yes, in a documentary. Yes, by Jove, now that's the one for me. My word, I'm just about as happy as can be.
Up here in Mr. and Mrs. Family's bedroom, that's the only place I can get the phone to myself, it's time for my pop phone call. And today I'm talking to Howard Jones, who's in Sydney, Australia. Just waiting for the hotel receptionist to pick up the...
Hello, Steepletown House. Good afternoon.
Ah, hello. Could I speak to Howard Jones, please?
Mr. Jones is out to lunch at the minute.
Okay, I'll hold.
Righto, mate.
Doesn't worry me, it's not my phone. While we're waiting for Howard, let's just hear a track of his latest album, The World Could Be Beautiful.
The world is very cool. Why can't we be like one big happy family? I think that the world leaders should have listened to the words on my ULP. And I'm the world you've been used to for. And we just did it as a people's world. So that's the world to be beautiful. Put headgear on the national hair. Well, love is nice and evil's wrong. The earth is made of dirt. A singer tends to sing a song and pain can really hurt. The cost of human life is high, and so are many cats. Meat is murder, especially McDonald's and your bags. Which of the world can you use it for? Why can't everybody see? Oh, that the world could be beautiful if only people could be more like me.
Well, Radioactive, as we say, very much in the background today, just eavesdropping on an ordinary family's everyday conversation.
Well, how long is this radio crew going to be here, then?
I don't know, a few days, I said.
Well, can't you ask them to go?
Well, you ask them.
So, the everyday conversation of an ordinary family there. So, let's go over to the family's family kitchen and join our cookery expert, Delia Dumble.
Well, hi, I'm going to see what delicious recipes we can concoct from some of the odd bits and pieces that Mrs. Family has hanging around in her cupboards. Right, a packet of semolina, half a bottle of concentrated black currant juice, a jar of pickled cucumbers, a bottle of milk, which has gone off, yum yum. a tin of Winkles, some goose fat and half a pound of treacle. Excellent. My only regret is that there doesn't seem to be a jar of Vindaloo paste hanging around, because then we'd have all the ingredients of a really memorable curry. Nevertheless, if I just take this piece of cheddar here, being careful not to catch my fingers in the mousetrap, then I have all the perfect ingredients for gratin of Winkles. Okay. And happily, just at this moment, Mr. Family has come into the kitchen.
It's all right, I just wanted a slice of toast, but I'll go, it's all right.
And he's going to help with the recipe.
Eh?
Right. Well, first of all, we put the pickled cucumbers into a saucepan with the black currant juice. Add the juice back and the semolina together with the sour milk.
Look, I really must be going.
Some people might have to leave the kitchen at this point, but Mr. Family is not going to be one of them, because we're going to need him later.
Really?
To help taste it. Mr. Family? Well, it's very fortunate that it can keep.
We are flies in a row. You are in with the low. We read the background tonight. Yeah, it's right.
Well, Mr. Family looks like being laid up for a few more days. And, of course, he hasn't gone out to work for a month since he's unable to get his car past our recording van, which is parked right across his drive. Shame. Well, it's time now for your calls on personal, emotional and sexual problems with our resident doctor and myself. And where better to be for that than in Mr. and Mrs. Family's bedroom? So we're just waiting for the first call to come in at the minute. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hello, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you can help me. I've got these warts,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if I should put some sort of ointment on them,
mm-hmm.
or whether I could sell them to the gypsies.
Yes, well, that's obviously a complete myth, isn't it? It's pointless putting ointment on them.
Yes.
Yes. I would find a reputable gypsy and negotiate a good price.
Oh, thank you.
Where are they, incidentally?
Oh, well, I've got two, actually.
Mm-hmm.
One on each bosom.
Yes.
They're sort of brown colour,
uh-huh.
and my husband's got two in exactly the same place, only smaller.
Mm. Mm. Yes, I think perhaps you ought to consult a biology book or a copy of Penthouse. You might find rather a lot of those warts you're describing. Okay, well, while we're just waiting for the next call... Oh, right, okay.
Hello?
Hello, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My husband doesn't want to make love to me anymore, and I can't understand why.
Yes, does he act strangely at all?
No.
You don't suspect him of seeing another woman?
Oh, no.
And so nothing's changed that might account for it?
No, that's it. I mean, He died a couple of weeks ago. Well, that shouldn't make any difference, should it?
Well, it has been known to, yes.
Yes, I think perhaps you ought to see a psychiatrist. Or an undertaker.
Oh, thank you.
Right, well, just time for one more call on Carol and Desmond's phone.
Hello?
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 Hello. Look, I was wondering if I should tell anyone about, you know, being pregnant.
Oh, aye, what's the problem?
What do you mean? This is Desmond, isn't it?
No, this is Radioactive Stoner. We're just using his phone at the moment.
Oh, my God!
All right, well, let's go down and join Martin Brown in the garden while I go down and blackmail Mr. Family in the living room.
Baby, don't you cry. I will sing you a lullaby while we tune in to the in-house documentary.
Well, I'm talking to Mrs. Family about pets, their feeding, grooming, and how to cope when they pass away.
Well, I don't think ours will be passing away quite yet, because she's only a kitten.
Yes, but say, for instance, if a large recording van were to run over...
Really hypothetical
example.
Oh, no, you
don't mean. Oh, dear, well, if she took that badly, I don't know what she's going to do when she gets the repair bill for the van. Well, various radioactive experts have been here giving the families the benefit of their advice. Our gardening expert has helped them plant a vegetable patch where the patio used to be, put the patio where the lawn used to be, and put the lawn where the living room used to be. And we've shown the family how to install good security locks following last week's burglary after we left all the windows open so we could get the mic cables into the house. Ah, and that somehow means that our do-it-yourself expert is showing the families how to put up some kitchen shelves. And that means that they've just fallen down again. Not surprising, really, as he just tries to hammer the shelves in without using any nails. Well, any moment now, the families are about to take delivery of a new sofa, which they ordered after their old sofa was used by our baby expert for a demonstration of the right and wrong ways of changing nappies.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. We've come with
the... Sorry, I'm sorry. We didn't get enough of the door opening. Can we do it again, please?
What was all that about?
Okay, and again.
What was all that about?
No, sorry. Can we have... Could we have the door being rung as well? You see, she'd opened the door and you hadn't even rung the bell, so just ring the bell again, please. Okay, have to go.
I've already done
okay.
It.
Okay, give us a bing bong when you're ready.
Oh, good morning.
Who was that? Blimey, what's all those cables over your floor for? You had your electricity ripped out?
No, no, it's just a radio station doing a documentary about us. Just pretend they're not there. Would you like to bring the sofa through to the living room?
All right, sir. Through here, Jim.
All right, oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All sorry. Right. But we didn't really get the feel of the sofa being carried in. Could you give us a few lines?
Lines?
Yes, like up your end.
Oh, right. up your end.
Yeah, and could you... Thank you.
Yeah.
Could you use each other's names as well?
Oh, all right. Up your end, Dave.
Up your end, Jim.
Up your end.
You can't keep going up at both ends. Otherwise it'll sound like you're pushing it through the ceiling, you see. So one of you will have to say down a bit.
All right. Down a bit, Dave.
Up your end, Jim.
I think we've got another problem here. I'm afraid the two of you sound too similar.
Oh.
One of you will just have to put on a different voice.
Oh.
Okay, so let's say you bring the sofa in the
living room. We've already brought the sofa in the living room.
Yes, but if you could just take it out and come in again.
Hold your end, Dave.
Down a bit, Jim.
Can you come a bit more towards me? You're a bit off mic.
Oh, over there, you mean? Like...
Yes, don't talk to me. I'm not really here. So, a bit closer.
Up your end, Dave.
Down a bit, Jim.
Excellent. We got that vase breaking perfectly.
You black clumsy old.
Oh, look, sorry, love.
Sorry, Mum.
No, please remember the voice.
Sorry, Mum, Now get out.
All right. Oh, hang on. I don't think we got you falling over the cables. Could you come back and do it again, please?
Up your end, Mike.
About our in-house documentary. It was always meant to be the greatest event of the century. In-house documentary.
That's nice. Well, it's time now to go down to the garden for today's edition of Active Sports, presented as usual by our golf expert, Tom Pickworth.
Yes, well, I'm here in the garden with Nigel Pry, Martin Brown and Oivind Vinstra, and today we're going to continue with our backswing practice. So remember what we learnt last week in the bathroom? Well, put all that behind us, shall we? Now,
Nigel Manpry, already with the golf swing.
Yes, good. So, keeping the left arm straight, remember. Keep your eye on where the ball would be if we had one. And... yes, not bad. Try and hold on to the club, though. Let's have a look at Martin while you're getting it back from Mr. and Mrs. Family's bedroom. Now, Martin, what did you learn last week?
Nothing.
That's right. Let's try and do better this week, shall we? So, slowly lift back and...
No!
Oh, dear.
I held on to the club.
Yes, whilst the other end was decapitating Oivind.
It's the time for...
Hit it!
A commercial break!
For years now, you've witnessed his talent. Remember this?
Once upon a time, there was a little rifle.
And who can forget this?
He's better than all.
Then came the astonishing.
Wonderful, wonderful, cold and hard and soul.
Followed by the amazing.
Singing, just singing.
Now, finally, after 30 years at the top, Tommy Steele is out of work.
Hey!
Levi jeans. Stonewashed Levi jeans.
Okay, we're closing up now.
What? I just put all my clothes in there.
Well, it's your own stupid fault. Come on.
If you're the sort of exhibitionist that strips off in a laundrette, make sure you've got time to finish the wash.
Radio Active. Find how real people live.
Well, the house here is swarming with people coming rushing in off the street, and it might have something to do with the fact that the top Norwegian band, are about to... about to perform live in the family's garden as part of our In Concert series. And who better to talk to them than our own Oivind Vinstra? Well, almost anyone, you'd think, but has actually agreed to speak to them in English. So here he is, fully recovered from his golfing mishap, asking the lead singer, Morten Harvett, whether they plan to do any extra dates on their world tour.
So, Morten, are you going to... yes, now? Yeah.
Well, it's almost through. Finished with the Arbeid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with it.
Ah, yeah. Of course. Mm. And how are the Takasakamute at the spot, too?
Books,
yeah.
Yes, they're good. It's all, you know, begin to make everything.
Max and Spur books. Yeah. Merton, thank you very much.
Well, that was absolutely fascinating. I wonder if he said yes or no. Anyway, let's hear the latest from the greatest thing in pop music to have come out of Norway since Nina and Frederik came out of Denmark. A track off their latest album, Hunting Lino. It's...
Mm-hmm.
So, with their house burgled, partially burnt down after the Grattan and Winkles was left blazing under the grill all night, with Jenny having gone into premature labour and Mark moving into the sexual diseases clinic because he found the atmosphere more congenial, Mr. and Mrs. Family announced that they were sorry, but they needed to get away from it all for a few days' holiday. They packed their bags, waved us goodbye, and got into their car.
Hello.
What are you doing?
We're coming with you.
No, I'm sorry, there's no room.
Oh, it's all right, we took the bags out.
Well, all right, but hurry up, I want to miss the traffic.
Hang on a minute, there's something wrong with the tape recorder.
Fortunately, it took barely an hour for Mr. Family to fix Eric, our sound recorder's tape recorder. But then union regulations meant it was time for Eric's tea break. But 2 hours later, the car swung out of the drive. And into the biggest traffic jam in Barnsley's history. Fortunately, Martin helped keep up everyone's spirits.
I spy my little eye something beginning with T, J.
Traffic jam.
Oh, very good. Let's have a song then. 10 green bottles hanging on the wall.
4 hours later, we were out in the open country and everyone was relaxing.
9,187 green bottles hanging on the wall.
Oh, come on, John.
We passed through Little Gibbling with its ancient Norman church, and as the guidebook advised, we told Mr. Fanry to look out for the mullioned windows.
Oh, look out for the mullioned windows!
What?
The AA arrived in a matter of hours. And while we waited, Oyvind Vinstra took it upon himself to continue entertaining the families.
You're the other bird at your favor, sitting on the world.
And we were able to spend the time closely observing some of the priceless heritage of Britain as the families scraped it off the bonnet of their car. After another short tea break for Eric under union regulations, we were on our way again.
Right, listen, I don't want another word out of you lot. No I spy, no 10 green bottles, and no charades either. I can see you in the mirror.
Sorry.
Just keep absolutely quiet. We might be able to survive the holiday without anyone being up on a manslaughter charge. All right?
Yes. Hold a chicken in the air.
Right. Fortunately, the families agreed to let us stay after an hour of reasonable discussion, and with the promise that if we could stay in the car, then Martin would stop crying. The families had booked a room in a charming white stone-walled guest house, which was just right for a married couple. It was, however, incredibly cramped for a married couple plus the radioactive fly on the wall thing. But common sense prevailed, and the families spent the night in the car. Well, Mr. Family, anyway, since union regulations said that Eric had to sleep with his wife, apparently. The next morning, Mr. Family was trying to enjoy his great hobby, golf, and we joined him on the way round, with Martin Brown using his newfound golfing knowledge, kindly offering to caddy for him.
Right, pass me the driving iron, please. That's a putter.
Oh, sorry. There you are.
That's a golf bag.
I thought you'd like to pick the clubs yourself.
Right, stand back.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's a driver, is it?
What for?
Green bottles.
Give me another one.
Right. 24 virgin.
No. Another song, another glorious green
bottle.
Mr. Family, having achieved the astonishing score of 67 for the first two holes, stopped off at a local hostelry.
Four triple scotches, three pints of lager, two gin and tonics, and the others can get their own.
But shortly, we were hitting the road. And a police car, which was on the road at the time. And there, sadly, we have to leave the family. But don't worry, Mr. Family will be back in our new series of documentaries, Prisoner. When we follow how he gets on in Pentonville.
Radioactive was performed by Morwenna Banks, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Michael Fenton-Stevens. Songs by Philip Pope, Steve Brown and Angus Deaton. And the programme was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins with additional material by Michael Fenton-Stevens. The producer was Paul Mayhew Archer.
Due to a transmitter fault, BBC Radio will not be broadcasting for the next hour. We would like to apologise for any inconvenience this might cause, and hope it doesn't spoil your enjoyment of the programmes.